Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We are here with a fresh episode for your feed. We, of course, did record this one a little bit early because I just got back from Walt Disney World yesterday. But I sit down with your buddy and mine, hashtag Scotty G, and we talk about some of our favorite run Disney memories. Now, these aren't all race memories, not all stuff from the course or stuff that only runners want to hear about. We talk about meets that we had with friends, buying too much chips and guac at one point over a marathon weekend, golfing at Lake Buena Vista Golf Course, times filling up a bunch of attractions. It's all over the place. So if you are a Disney fan, you are going to enjoy today's show. At least we hope so. Don't forget today's podcast brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today for all of your Disney travel needs, whether it's the Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or even Adventures by Disney. We'll take great care of you, get you the best price out there, and free, awesome concierge-level service. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons for allowing us to put out this show each and every week so you never miss an episode wherever you are around the world. It's because of our patrons. Thank a patron today. Our patrons get a fifth show called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday as well. For more information on becoming a patron yourself, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1932 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Wow, has it been a good time? We're recording this one, of course, a little bit early because of my vacation down to Walt Disney World and as well as Scott, who's going to be joining us here in just a second. But, good times were had by all, I'm sure. I love being down there. But I wanted to give you a heads up that we are recording this one a little early before vacation happened. But I had to get this here because, you know, you get back from vacation, you can't really, you got 100 fires that you got to put out immediately. And we wouldn't have time to get the show out within 18 hours of getting home. So here we are. We're going to have a fun discussion today. And we are, Scott and I decided, we talked about the topic for this show since we have to record early, so we want something kind of evergreen, and I said, you know what? We're taking a chance, and we're going to have a fun show. It's either going to be the greatest prediction of all time, or it's going to be like those guys have no clue what they're doing, and we've thrown away 13 years of credibility on one show, but we'll see how it goes. So joining me today from Up in the Mitten, your friend and mine, hashtag Scotty G. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Mike. Happy to be here as always. You know, it's a bummer. You just got home yesterday, and I decided to extend the trip a little bit. So we said our goodbyes, but we'll be seeing each other in person again real soon. I just know it.
That's right. You know, with me, it is cheerleading schedules. And this was in all the, you know, parents that have kids in band and in, you know, other sports, yep, and things like that, all the activities. You know, when I was a kid, it wasn't a big deal. You just kind of missed. And no matter what sport you played when I was a kid, you had like an off season. And it seems like this happened with Paige. She's, you know, almost 25 now. When she played select soccer, there was no off season. You might have had like a week of downtime and then went into, you know, off season training programs. That's how it is now for cheerleading too. Like, there's no off season, so we couldn't get it lined up perfectly, but we got to hang out, and I'm sure, I can't wait to get, we're going to do the Walt Disney World golf show. That's the one I'm really looking forward to probably in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
So we'll see how that goes.
Well, let's talk about today's topic though,
yeah,
right?
Let's jump into this one. Okay, so here's the deal. We are recording this show. Now, just timestamp it. You can go fact check us because this is in the metadata somewhere. I don't know how to find it, but I bet it's there. This morning, as we woke up on the day we're recording, Run Disney. Okay, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago on one of the call-in shows on a Sunday night, how for a couple weeks there, Run Disney was trolling us runners, right? They were all over us with the, a dream is a wish your goal makes, and all these things and nonsense. And like, you know, everybody's like, fired up. Give me a goal. Give me a race. Give me something to train for. And nothing. It was so obscure. We didn't know what was going on. So the day we're recording this podcast, we're recording this one pretty far ahead of time, Run Disney comes out with a little video on Instagram and other social media outlets, and it just kind of, it's kind of funny because it shows just some feet running through puddles, and I'm assuming that's like a wet pavement in the Magic Kingdom. I don't know. It could be the Epcot parking lot in front of a porta potty. Who knows? But they say big announcement coming tomorrow. So now you can figure out when we're recording the show.
The the exact language was wonderful news, I believe.
Okay.
With a pun on run, yeah.
Right, right. Okay, so it's like, does the 14-year-old social media's kid, director's kid still have the password? I don't know at this point. So we are going to get a big announcement tomorrow, and there's been speculation. Disney fans speculate? Absolutely. So we have speculation that we think, well, let me ask you, Scott, if you had to guess, we're probably 12 hours ahead of getting news of this happening, and it's happened, of course, by the time this comes out. What do you think the announcement is?
The announcement is there's going to be Marathon Weekend 2022. The timing just seems right. Like, it can't be for Wine and Dine. You know, that's in the past. It's too, that race is too close from now. But this is the week where the Jeff Galloway training plan starts, the Dopey Challenge, the marathon training. So it just, the timing just seems perfect. They can't do it any later, right? So
right.
This is, it has to be the announcement for Marathon Weekend 2022.
I think that's what it is, or possibly even laying out a schedule for 2022 moving forward with all the race weekends, maybe the theme for April. Now, I'm, you know, that's kind of pie in the sky, right? I would be totally happy with the Marathon Weekend announcement because, you know, if you think back a few weeks ago now, we saw that somebody dug into some kind of link that they got and they saw speculation of kind of a dummy placement on RunDisney.com that there was going to be a registration on July 20th, which as this comes out will be this coming Tuesday. I'm not saying that's the date. Again, we haven't even heard the announcement. We're recording this. But it all kind of does start to make sense. And so that's why we decided to put this show on a Friday. And it's not just for our runners, because we're going to jump into our favorite Run Disney weekend memories. And they're not all about the races. They're probably only half about the races. But, you know, I do think that we are going to get in-person marathon. I mean, I'm hoping, I guess, you know, I run quite a bit. I'd like to have something, you know, I've run thousands of miles since the last race. I'd like to get a medal at some point.
I need a goal. like the troll tweet they sent out a few weeks ago about like setting a goal. Like, this is what I need. Run Disney, give it to me. Give me that goal that I need.
Oh, breaking news. Sarah Wallner in the live chat as we're recording says even Jeff Galloway has been sharing Run Disney's teaser on the socials. So that is a good sign. So we'll see. I mean, these virtual events have given folks something to do in light of these unprecedented times. You could get medals. You could keep your training going. I'm just, you know, and I know a lot of people do those virtual races, but for me, I just ran and, you know, didn't get anything. But when I have an event, an in-person race, that's what jazzes me up. I save my money for those because, you know, I can get my plane ticket. I can buy, they're not cheap. You know, you got to buy, if you're doing Dopey, you're going to drop $600. Of course, you got to eat and you got to do all, you know, buy the merch and stuff when you're at the expo. So I really hope it is, because for us, I mean, Scott, you and I, you know, we're so lucky that we're on the Lizards. We have all these friends. I mean, like Lonnie, we have so many runners right here joining us in the live chat as we're talking, that for us, it's almost like a big family reunion. And we haven't had that for so long at this point.
Missing the family reunion. That's a great way to describe it. And we're going to go into some of those memories right now here in a little bit. But I'm just thinking, too, like, I liked your idea of the announcement being a schedule, right? Like, I would love to get a full, like, schedule, because people like to plan. Disney people plan, runners plan. You got to book travel, you know, you got to put the PTO, the time off request in. So, like, we need this, like, as soon as possible ahead of time if it's going to happen. But then I'm almost wondering, like, will the structure be different, you know? Will they eliminate a 5K? Will they get rid of Dopey? Like, I can't imagine, because I make so much money, you know, like doing those challenge races. So I'm just curious, like, will the format stay the same or will they limit it? I'm very curious about that. But hopefully we know at the time of this airing.
You're giving nightmare fuel to so many people right now. You just took the anxiety level to an 11 for everybody that's listening live before the announcement comes out. Anyway. So we are going to talk about some of our favorite Run Disney memories. Now, this is going to be, you know, a lot of you guys are involved in these. I mean, we have a huge running squad, and most of those folks do listen to the show. Obviously, that's how you make the connection. And so you are probably having similar experiences. Maybe you're in these stories. But if you're not a runner, and if you're not somebody who goes to a race weekend, we're just going to talk about some of the things we did over those race weekends because of, you know, crazy circumstances. We've had crazy weather on race weekends. We've had super heat. We've had super cold. We've had super storms. And we've done a lot of stuff just kind of fun because we're not going to be in the parks as much. So, Scott, lead it off. Like, when you think back of all of our Run Disney weekends that we've had or that you've attended, because you've done the ones on the West Coast, you were doing Princess before I was. What were some of your best memories from race weekends?
I mean, is this a five-hour show? There's so many, right?
Yeah, there's a lot.
I'm just thinking of some of the highlights and some of my favorites. The first one will always have an impression on me, right? Like the first marathon. So my first marathon was your first Dopey.
Yep.
So it was a couple 16. Firsts for both of us. And I got to give a shout out to our great friend, Jocelyn, because you remember she had, it was another lizard. I think it was Patricia Sprague maybe made these custom shirts for us. Remember, like, yep. For the girls. So like, yep. Mallory had a shirt that said, "My dad's running his first Dopey."
Best one of my favorite all time pictures. Yeah. All of our girls on the fence.
Like on the fence cheering us at the TTC. So like, they all had these shirts that said, "My dad's running his first marathon," or Dopey, or my mom for Jocelyn, and just seeing them there, like, cheering us on, like, you know, we're only 4 miles in, right? You know, I'm all hyped up. You and I are running the race together. Like, I thank you so much, Mike, for running that first marathon with me. Like, gave me all that support I need running with my best buddy, you know, through Walt Disney World for 26 miles. Couldn't have asked for anything better for my first marathon. And then we see the girls at mile 4, man. And I'm like, how am I supposed to finish this race?
I know. Tell me about it, because that was kind of unexpected, right? I mean,
yeah.
And the thing is, we're both girl dads, right? And so the thing is, like, I look back at that picture and it seems like it wasn't that long ago, but you see them and they're just little babies, and Jocelyn's girls, and I mean,
I think of Beans, like, looking so like
babies.
I was just thinking about this. I've known Beans like almost like three quarters of her life already, like, which is just nuts to think, you know. But yeah, that was a great moment. And then, Mike, it was just a great run, you and me just best buddies doing our first like big races of our careers. And then us just finishing crossing the line with a margarita, which has been a tradition ever since. We created so many traditions on that race, and that's a Run Disney thing, right? You know, you create traditions, like, oh man, I did this on this 10K, so now I'm going to do this every time I do that. And, you know, and that first weekend will always be the most special to me.
I agree. That's kind of what I was going to mention. One of my favorite moments of a Run Disney race, because we're going to talk about stuff again outside of the races themselves. But one of my favorite was a Dopey. I don't know what year it was. It might have been 17 or 18. But it was the half marathon. We were both doing Dopey at that point. And it was the half on Saturday, and we were finishing. And we have a friend who is a friend of one of the either Chip or Dale. She's friends with him. And so she knew that we would be coming in. We told her about the approximate time we hoped to finish-ish. We didn't know. Sometimes, some years during Dopey, I mean,
sometimes you never know.
You do not know. Like, sometimes you just feel like you got a little pep in your step, and some days you don't have anything in your step. So, anyway, we got in about the right time that we had mentioned this to our friend, and we got one of the greatest pictures of a finish. Because I think, you know, if you've ever run a Run Disney event, you see, like, in the social media, right? You see all these people jumping and crossing the line, hitting the ribbon. You know, there's no ribbon when I get there. I'm the 17,000th person to go across that. There's usually puke and pixie dust on top of it. You know, it's a mess. But the thing is, like, you think it's going to be beautiful. And for once, we got a great shot, because it was you and Chipperdale, I don't know which one. And then I was behind you, like, with my hand up in the right spot. It's like, woo! Dude,
I love your... So, like, I wish she would have been in between us, so she each had an arm for us. But, like, I don't know. I was in the moment, and I just, like, I tried to take the spot, like, I guess. But, like, you with the one finger up in the air, though, is just so perfect. And then I just look like a little kid on my face, man. That is, like, pure magic. That is, like, a true reaction of pure joy crossing that finish line with, I think it might have been Dale. I got a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, right.
It might have been Dale that was crossing me, putting me across the line. And that was such a cool moment. I love it when that picture pops up as a memory.
And again, that's why Run Disney is great, is because Scott and I have run a lot of races together at this point. And it's not about your time. It's not about, I kind of worry about it, because I'm always like, I'll tell the story about that one full marathon that we ran with Paige. Cause that's a great story. I don't know if I ever shared it, but I think I have once, but I'll tell it again. But you know, it's just fun to get out there. And the story I want to share is from, again, it was another Dopey that we were doing. This was the one with Paige, but it was for the 10K, I think, the day before. And we decided to dress up as, I was Buzz, you were Woody, and Paige was Jesse.
Yeah. So you and I had already planned it. Mike, right, our great captain, right, Mike Bankhead, for a Give 'Cause the World goal. If we hit something during a certain hour, you and I agreed that we would dress up as costumes. Like, yep. Bankhead put us on the spot. And then Paige just was a little jealous, you know, hey, I'm running with you guys. So I think I Amazon Primed like an outfit like a day before or something for Jesse.
So, and I'm not one who usually runs in costume because like it's hard enough just getting to the finish line in the Florida humidity and heat and all that is why not. The only other time I've run in costume, I ran with some wings over Princess Weekend, some Tinkerbell wings, which was a mistake again because those things beat me to death for 6 miles on my back, rubbed a spot raw. But we were dressed up in these cheap, you know, they weren't the real costumes, man. They were like, you know, from fun.com or something. We got those and we had the best time. Like, I just remember, like, we were staying at either, I think we were Boardwalk that weekend or something.
We were Boardwalk. Yeah. It was because there's a great story after that race, too.
Well, I just remember that morning, right? We got pictures of us. Somebody must have gotten up with us, or maybe it was after the race. But, like, we looked like we were, like, you know, toys when somebody said, Andy's coming, and we're just laying on the ground with our eyes. It's a weird looking picture. It's kind of eerie. But it was the fun we had and the memories we made because we wore costumes. And I mean, that's what the whole story is. You know, have fun with a Run Disney race. If you've never done one, don't be ashamed to dress up, do a theme with your friends, because all the spectators get into it, the fellow racers get into it. But the thing is, you got to go back. Like, if you see other people dress up, let them know, man, that it's cool, that you're enjoying their costumes. I'd never really done that, and I would have probably done it with nobody else, but God, that was so fun.
That was so fun. Speaking of traditions, that started the T-Rex lizard tradition, too, that exact 10K.
Well, you remember, I was like, oh, because I've always wanted one of those T-Rex costumes. Okay, so if you know, the inflatable, everybody knows, like, you've seen the YouTube video of, like, the T-Rex plowing the snow, right? I think that's the most famous one, you know, with the little short arms, the inflatable kind of costume. And I remember I told you, I was like, oh, there's a T-Rex up in front. And it ended up being one of our friends, right? I mean, they were there, and they had the sign, and, yeah, so awesome. The T-Rex is there.
And I may have shared this on a live show before, but I got to just share it again. After that race, because this is how I remember we were at the Boardwalk, because for some reason we got on the bus and you're like, oh, let's just get off at the Swan. I'm locked up. Like, for those that don't know, I'm like, yeah, Mike always gets like cramped up after a race. Yes, and he's like, I got to get off the stop. So we get off at the Swan, and Mike's genius idea is we'll just walk back to the Boardwalk. And we're probably like super hot for whatever reason. We decided to enter through the Swan and like take a shortcut. And we're walking down this hallway, and then we make this turn in our Toy Story outfits. And then there's like 200 business people like in this hallway, like
coming out of suits, this huge
and
convention.
Skirts and all these fancy clothes.
It's like a break, you know, it's like a break between sessions in some serious banker like type conference or something.
And then here comes Woody, Buzz, and Jesse just walking right through the hallway.
The stinking, looks we got was epic. Sweaty. A medal around our neck. I mean, they were like, these costumes have gone downhill since last time I was at Walt Disney World. They're not that great. But yeah, it was, I forgot about
this. They're probably thinking, like, this is the kind of characters our company can afford. Are these guys?
Yes, this is our, they said there was going to be entertainment. This is not it. So yeah, we did that. Okay, so other memories that I have. Now, let's talk, because we mentioned golf at the top of the show. The only time I've played golf at Walt Disney World was Marathon Weekend 2018. And we had decided we want to give it a shot. This was before you're a crazy golfer now. You're on the course more than Arnold Palmer in his prime. You are crazy, like you're Tiger Woods. I don't think you were golfing then. I hadn't golfed in years, but I said, hey, you know, it's something I've never done at Walt Disney World. Let's give it a shot. And we got out there with Steve Forrester. Moose was out there, Jocelyn's husband.
Moose, Carrie, Steve Hurd, and Georgia. A great crew.
Yeah, so we had a crew out there, and we played Lake Buena Vista, and it was just you know, we decided, you know, it was the day of the expo. So it was before Marathon Weekend festivities really got started. I guess that would have been the Wednesday. The races were Thursday through Sunday. And it was exciting. I mean, we've played on this trip, hopefully by now, by the time the show comes out, and we're playing a different course. But, you know, it was great. You rent the clubs. Basically what you're doing is you're hanging out with friends. You're not on your feet too much. You're kind of driving around the golf cart, hitting the golf ball, just taking it easy. But what I found out was, I mean, we didn't even finish the round because, I mean,
I'm
not
worried
about
missing the expo.
Exactly. I was worried about getting to the expo and getting my stuff because I didn't want the merch to sell out. But it was a fun thing to do, but it kind of, if you don't play very often, like my back started killing me. Then I'm thinking, okay, if my back's hurting me on Wednesday, and I got to run 48 miles before Sunday, this is probably not the best idea, but we had a great time. So, the golfing, it was just fun hanging out with friends.
Great time. And on one of my favorite memories, it was after the round, we met our families and we had a great lunch at Cruise Cup. Like that burger alone is so good on its own. But like after burning a bunch of calories and sweating on the golf course, like that was one of the most delicious meals of my life. Just like we just kind of took over because the cruise cup is small, you know, so our crew just took over the cruise cup and had an awesome lunch. And with the Run Disney events, like we talk about the family, or I think we're going to get more into some of the meats here, not the actual meats, like the meet and greets that we have as a group. But a lot of those are over meals, and I just really tie like really great, huge outings, like taking over Kona, right, Mike?
Yeah, like, so I was thinking of Kona. I mean, we had half of the restaurant that night. It was crazy.
Yep. So we have awesome meats, and I just think about the meals that we have during marathon weekend. And then the traditional day, the afternoon after the half marathon on Saturday over marathon weekend, the contemporary meetup is like the most epic of them all. My God. Like, I'm surprised we haven't been kicked out of the contemporary sometimes, how loud we are and how much space we take at that, right, that meetup.
I know. That's always kind of the highlight of marathon weekend for our BR Guest Podcast Lizards. And we've gone into the Outer Rim and kind of hung out and had drinks. But the thing is, the Outer Rim basically is too small for us at this point. I mean, it was, I'm always on edge. I'm like, hope nobody asks, like, who's in charge of this thing? So I'm like, bank it. Don't point at me because I don't want to get in trouble. No, I would never throw Mike under the bus. Maybe. just kidding. But it's one of those things, like, it's great that it's grown. But runners, you know, and I think this is true of kind of every running community, but I know it's absolutely true of our podcast running team, is that we're very social. We like to get together. We like to, you know, encourage each other. Because what I want to say too with this, besides our team, is that when you're out on the course, and if you've never run a Run Disney event, is I'm an emotional guy, right? It just as we're recording this, I just finished Ted Lasso, the series on Apple TV. Have you seen Ted Lasso, by the way?
I have not. Topic.
You gotta see it. It's awesome on Apple TV. So it's this coach that's very optimistic about everything. He's optimistic to a fault with his players. Doesn't really know what he's doing. He's coaching the wrong sport, but he's super optimistic and looking to things. I think that's what it's like being out there on the course. When you see over the course of a 13-mile race, a 6-mile race, a 3-mile race, or a 26-mile race, I know the first time I ran a 5K, I didn't know if I could make it to the finish line. Like, you know, just making it to mile one, I was like, well, I'm a third of the way there. You know, mile two, maybe I can make it to the finish. And then you see mile three, like, I'm going to get there whether I have to crawl at this point. You know, and everybody's got their distances. But what I learned is over the years is that the folks who get you there are your teammates. But even more importantly than your teammates, it's the absolute strangers that are on the sides, both sides of the course, many places, with signs that say things like, you know, you're going to become a marathoner today. And things like, I'm proud of you, complete stranger. You know, and then there's the funny ones, right? I mean, there's always those like Steve Harvey ones when he made that mistake about Miss America or whatever. I just remember that one year at Animal Kingdom, people had signs like, the finish line's right around the corner. Wait, I made a mistake. You know, it's 13 miles down the road. Yeah, but, you know, you get encouragement and it's so optimistic that people, because to get out there on the course, these folks stand there for hours and hours. And especially shout out to all of our cheer squad for the BR Guest Podcast crew, because that is you, absolutely. But it's also complete strangers that have made these elaborate signs. They're ringing a bell for 4 or 5 hours and they're not getting anything out of it. But we're sure getting a lot as runners.
Absolutely. I'm going to give kind of a sappy story and then go to a really funny one, because that's how you got to have that contrast there. But
absolutely,
you're talking about like how emotional these races are, and you've ran some of the. Sometimes you've taken off on the marathon on me because like I'm too slow or whatever, you know. So you and I haven't finished every marathon together, but every marathon I finished, when I've gotten a world showcase, I've always called my mother, because she comments on all my training during the year, you know. Even if it's just like a like on Twitter or whatever that I posted to run, you know, she would always make some type of comment, and I would always call her when I got the World Showcase on Marathon Sunday and just thanked her for all the encouragement. And my mom has since passed away. I have not done a Run Disney race since then. I just know, Mike, I am going to absolutely lose it.
I know.
But that's what it's all about. Like, I mean, we get so emotional and so involved, invested in this, and you know, it'll be a sad moment, but it'll be a happy moment still too. So I just, you see tears all over the place on Marathon Sunday. And that's, I really like the emotional aspect of the marathon.
It is, because, I mean, the thing is, you got to think about this, is that a lot of folks are running, you know, as a way to compensate for illnesses that they've had, you know, and they're doing that to, you know, try to get their body in the best kind of physical shape to maybe battle cancer or to, you know, recover from some kind of, you know, what people said, oh, that was a catastrophic knee injury. Well, I'm going to rehabilitate to the point, not only that I can walk, but that I can run 3 miles, you know, and stuff like that. You don't know what people have overcome to even get to the starting line. You know, I think we celebrate the finish line, which is a great thing, right? Because that's where, you know, Mickey Mouse is waiting for you and, you know, Rudy and whoever's announcing the race, they're there for you. But the thing is, you also have to celebrate the starting line, because it takes a lot of courage to sign up for a race, and it takes a whole lot of courage to get your butt down to Walt Disney World, get up at 2:30 in the morning and say, I'm going to give this a shot. Even if you don't finish, courage.
Absolutely. That starting line is key. And you and I always say, like, when you and I cross the starting line, every time we kind of look at each other, like, all right, all the hard work's done, man. It's just time to have one big old lap, right? This is the celebration of all the hard work.
It is.
So speaking of the spectators, you know, the Lizard Crew is great. I know we wanted to talk more about, like, I was trying to talk more about park memories that we do, because we do a lot of, like, theme park meetups and lots of great memories there. But one of the absolute best is a race I didn't even run, Mike. It was one that I spectated.
Oh, this is the best. Oh, God.
Yeah, because I did not sign up for Dopey that year for whatever reason. But you, like you always do, like we do to each other, Mike. This is what us brothers do. You said, man, just come down anyway.
Because well, I said, like, I got this room at Riverside and I'm by myself. Like, dude, there's another bed. Let's go. Yeah. Come on down.
So, and then coincidentally, the half was open. I was like, yeah. And this is a terrible idea. Like, I was under trained. I was like, yeah, I can go down there and do the half.
No, so, I think the full by itself was still open too, because you kept saying, because you hadn't trained at all, and you kept saying, nope, I think I might sign up for the full too, and not, I won't get a goofy medal, but I might just do the full too with you on Sunday. And I'm thinking, dude, if you haven't trained, I don't know how great of an idea 39.3 miles is unless you're like Meb or somebody, you know? Like, I'm like,
you're right.
Marathon, okay.
Now, I was considering that, but nope. I just did the half. I went down there, did the half. It was awesome. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to cheer Marathon Sunday. Like, I love Marathon Sunday. I love the spectators. Like, I want to be on the other side of that. So I set up shop in Mexico, and I was on...
Which, for folks that don't know, this is at about mile 25.9 or 26.0 on the course.
You want to talk about, like, getting... The finish line is in sight. It almost, like, you could almost see the finish line from there. You just got to go backstage a little bit. But, so I met Neil, good friend, Neil Hurd. You know, he did the half as well, and he was up there just cheering. You know, so we started chatting, you know, about the Lizards, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna start buying margaritas, because, like, at that point, Mike, like, all the elite runners are, like, going by, like, they're just, like, on a mission. You know, they're not even noticing us cheering them.
No,
you know,
seriously, they're in the zone. Like, they got a zone to be in.
And I was like, so we're gonna start getting to that crew that needs that little encouragement for that last, like, 0.3 miles, you know. So we were on the Mexico Pavilion side, so we crossed over to the cantina, and then I just bought 4 margaritas and had them set up, gave them to, I was trying to look for Lizards, you know, and, like, handed them out to them. Sometimes it was hot that day. Remember, it was so hot that the margaritas were melting. Yeah. So I got to the point, Mike, where I was just handing them to strangers. I'm like, here you go, have a margarita.
Because at this point I had finished, right? You gave me one. I went by. Yeah. I finished, you know,
and you came back and you cheered for, like, another hour.
Right.
And a half,
that's the whole thing. That's what I was going to say, because the thing is, like, I finished the race, but if you don't know, like, you can't get back into Epcot quickly after you finish the race. Like, you're way out in the corner of the parking lot when you finish. And then you got to, like, go through all this rigmarole, through these tents, get your food box, get your, you know, Gatorade and all that stuff, get your medal, your pictures. And then it's like a half mile walk just to get back to the turnstiles to come back into Epcot. Then I had to make my way back to Mexico, which I had to cross the running path again. It was probably an hour after I finished to get to you. And I still was with you. And no kidding, like, you were still giving away for at least another hour
We had Dave and Eileen were there too, who are two legendary, Dave, like, Lizards, you know, like, they run and they cheer. Yes. And Dave was getting into it. Neil was buying them. I got to the point, Mike, where, like, I had to start using different credit cards, not because of the limits, but because, like, they were worried about fraud, because I kept making the same purchases of 4 margaritas and an order of guac, because I got to have chips and guac every time I ordered them. So, like, I was doing a repeat order, like, every 20 minutes, and, like, I was worried I was going to get flagged for fraud. And, oh, my God, I could have done Dopey twice with the registration
cost of
those margaritas. But that was totally worth it. That was, like, the coolest moment. And I'm glad that you were there to not only get a margarita from me, but then also come back and see it on the other side for, like, another hour and a half. That was nuts. You finished and still cheered for another hour and a half.
Oh, my God. That was so fun. I'll tell you what. That was the best chips and guac I had in my life. And I ate it on a trash can happily. I didn't care. Oh, my gosh. That was such a great day. I told it. Yeah, that was one of the best. Neil was there. And Dave kept getting out.
Dave was in the middle of the course.
Dave was cheering right in the middle of the course. Like, dude, stay behind the cones, Dave. You're getting all excited. Dude, it's like, you know how in football you have like the holdback coach, the pullback coach? Yes. Like, we needed a pullback coach for Dave. But he's a good guy. And so is Eileen. They're the best. They've got me through many, many races. So, okay, real quick, events we've had. You mentioned the Contemporary. I remember one time we did a big meetup over at the Beach Club Villas in that, what's it called?
Solarium room.
Conservatory. Yeah, the Solarium room. I'll tell you what, the acoustics in that room are horrible. You put 70 podcast lizards in that room and it's unbearably loud. I mean, it is so, like, everything's a hard surface in there. So everything echoes, everything is loud. We had a million kids, you know, and that was great. They're all meeting each other, they're all running around screaming. It was family reunion is what it was. Again, you know, everybody's meeting, greeting, having a good time. You know,
there's been so many great ones. Joe is really, we talked about that tradition we have at the Contemporary on the Saturday after the half marathon. And Joe now has like kind of like arranged where back when we couldn't book fast passes, hey, who knows? Maybe we can now.
Who knows?
Recording the show early, but you know, he had this great idea where, like, you know, we get a group into the Magic Kingdom, you know, we link fast passes together. I remember, gosh, Mike, we missed it. We weren't there, but there was like a group of like 40 lizards that took their photo with Mickey on at the town theater. Like, that was so cool. What a cool moment that was.
It is. And that's the whole thing, is that when we go down there, I'll probably do Dopey again solo, but the thing is, you're not solo. You get down there and you immediately, with as many folks as we have running these races at this point, like the time you're in MCO at the airport, you're probably going to run into somebody like on the monorail at the airport or at luggage claim or on Magical Express. I mean, it's happened to me more than once. And it's more than the races. But I think the camaraderie that brings the runners together is that there are sacrifices that you do have to make to do these events, right? I mean, you have to train at home. And as we've seen since Princess 2020 is that, you know, a lot of folks have been training and we've been encouraging each other with no end in sight. You know, we all know that there is going to be another race, you know, and everybody's kind of guessing when that would be. And I think we're starting to get a more clear picture, hopefully, at this point by the time this comes out. But when you get there, you know that, okay, I'm going to be out at the bus stop at 3 a.m. But I'll tell you what makes it a little bit easier being at the bus stop at 3 a.m. is having a buddy there at the bus stop to hang out with. Because a lot of times, it's January and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's cold. And then they throw you out in these corrals for an hour and a half before the race. You're standing, like, basically what you're doing, you're standing in a parking lot in the middle of the night waiting for your race to start. So you need folks to bounce these things off and kind of commiserate with.
And it's any race weekend. I know we've hit on marathon weekend a lot because that's the granddaddy of them all. You know, that one's is epic. But same thing happens. I've done all of them, and I've done quite a few in Anaheim too. But you're going to run into a buddy at any race weekend. You know, there's lizards. Lizards just take over every race weekend, whether it's Princess, Wine and Dine, Star Wars. I had a funny Star Wars one too. So Mike and I went down solo for the first ever Star Wars race. You know, it was kind of the same situation where I just bunked up with him. He already had a room. And all week, Mike is talking about this awesome Stormtrooper running shirt that the girls got him. He's like, Mallory and Pam got me this awesome Stormtrooper, like, Under Armour shirt. Like, I'm going to rock this thing on Sunday, man. Like, I'm going to look so cool. And, like, we're thinking, like, yeah, man, that's sweet. There must have been 600 dudes that had the same shirt.
It was an Under Armour shirt. You know, it was the running material, but it just said, like, Stormtrooper, like, in white. Yeah. It was white shirt with black. Yeah, and it had, like, a Stormtrooper design. Yeah,
but you thought you were really going to stand out with this cool, like, Star Wars shirt.
Apparently,
you know?
Every dick's had
600 people had that same shirt.
it was the thing. I will tell you, though, that weekend, you know, speaking of memories, and there's, you know, good and bad. So when I first really, really got into running, that was around 2015. I think it might have been 2016. So 2015 or 2016. Anyway, I was trying to drop all this weight, you know, because when I get into something, obviously, I mean, you guys probably know this about my personality. When I get into something, I try to do it the best I can. Like with the podcast, I try to never miss an episode. I try to make everything sound the best it can. I try to give everybody, you know, what you expect and more. And I do that with everything I do. I did that when I was a pitcher in high school, you know, anything I do. And so when I got into running, and I was always a slow runner, I hated running. I hated, like, I almost got cut from the baseball team my senior year because I couldn't run 2 miles in 20 minutes. That was like the tryout, like, standard. If you didn't get that, you couldn't even try out. I was a left-handed pitcher. They let me make the team, even though I couldn't. But I was lucky. But the thing is now is that, you know, when I really got into running, I was, like, reading all the stuff. I was, you know, like I was going to become some elite runner at, like, 40. You know, that wasn't going to happen. But, of course, I thought, okay, I got to lose all this weight, right? Runners are skinny. and I lost too much weight because I just starved my, looking back, I made all kinds of mistakes. I didn't, don't do this. Like, I starved myself and I was running gajillion miles with no fuel. And I was, I mean, I dropped 70 pounds. Like, and so what happened was I was really iron deficient. And so I got to where I couldn't even stand up without almost passing out and all this stuff. Had to get iron infusions at the hospital for a while there because of that stupid mistake. But the thing was that was the weekend that I put two and two together, because during the half, I remember running around the parking lot at the Animal Kingdom that I remember because Thumbs Up Ken came up behind me and was like, "Hey, Mike." And like, I knew who he was, but I couldn't like remember his name. You know, it was like my body was physically at the point where I just couldn't take it anymore. I was going super slow. I think I was walking at that point because I knew, I was like, something's wrong. And that's kind of when I discovered that I had to go to the doctor and get all this stuff figured out. But yeah, it was a fun weekend, but it was also a miserable run weekend. That was my low point. So
we all have the low points.
Well, you got to learn, right? You got to learn.
That's how you learn. Yeah. Walt Disney would say, like, he'd be happy that we learn from our mistakes. We learn from our failures.
I had a good hard failure. Didn't he say you got to have a good hard failure in the parking lot of the Animal Kingdom or something?
But I mean, yeah.
I think
he might have been standing at that point. Like, it wasn't the Animal Kingdom yet. It was just some swampland, but that's where he said it.
Oh, it's a good place to have a good hard failure, good hard kick in the teeth. Anyway, so yeah, but these weekends, though, are so much fun. So we've golfed. What else have we done, though? Can you remember, like, other events? I know the one Star Wars weekend, I was down there for training with the travel agency. Pam brought probably 50 agents.
Yes, I was down there that weekend, too. The villa she had was spectacular. I remember watching like a Penguins game with Steve because the Penguins are in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and that was fun. Yeah.
So let me give, while everybody's here, we're just kind of hanging out, right? You can guys tell this already because we have to record this like so early. So we had this training and Pam had to get all these agents together. And I want to say we had maybe 30 or probably closer to 40 agents there for this. It's called an AEP. It's called an agent education program. So we went around to every hotel. I'm telling you, this was exhausting. You're going to say like, "Oh, boo-hoo, Mike." We had a bus and Disney took us around to every hotel so we could see what the rooms looked like. So we went to French Quarter, went in a room at French Quarter, went in a room at Riverside, went in a room at Pop Century, went in a room at the Polynesian. We were everywhere. And I'm telling you what, it was kind of exhausting. I don't know why, but it was just, we went to these Disney Springs hotels and went in their rooms and their manager would come out and talk to us. So we did that. And then I put two and two together because I had to be down there for that. And I was like, "Oh, that Sunday that we're there is the Star Wars race." And it was still open. Same thing. Because again, this was when the races were still being open, kind of late. I think we're going to probably be past that for a couple years now. Again, I think there's going to be a rebirth. I don't know. We'll see. But so I signed up for the race because I was thinking, well, I'm coming home Sunday. But if I push my flight back from Sunday morning to like Sunday afternoon, I can run the half marathon, still get to the airport. But I do remember running that race. I ran a PR at that time in that half marathon, not because I was trying to get a PR, but it's because my flight was so tight to like, I had to like get through that race and I got an Uber. I didn't even take Magical Express. Like, I had an Uber. I didn't even take a shower. I went back to the Copper Creek where I was staying with Pam, grabbed my bags, called the Uber, got in the Uber, told the dude, like, "I got to fly because my flight's like at 1:30 and made it. And it was just one of those things. Like, I ran a PR because I didn't want to miss my flight and I didn't want to like miss seeing my family that day. But that's
probably
when
your flight
race
gets delayed, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like 6 hours. It didn't, but yeah, the other flights always seems like they always are. But it's one of those funny things. Yeah.
Yeah. Just so many great memories. I know we didn't touch upon Disneyland because those races have since been, you know, canceled. I don't know what the future holds for Disneyland, but those are amazing to me. And being from someone that's on Eastern time zone, like, waking up early was much more manageable because I was waking up at 5 a.m. like naturally anyway, or 4 a.m. So really missed the Anaheim ones. But just to wrap it up, Mike, it's we talked about like the goals, right? The determination, you know, just to get to the start line, 5K, 10K, half marathon challenge, whatever the distance is, like just having that motivation, and you are achieving, you are hitting that goal just by getting to the start line, just hidden clicking on that registration button is just a big step. I encourage everyone, even if you just want to walk and do a 5K, just try to experience. If you love Disney, like I can't encourage just doing a 5K, walking through Epcot early in the morning at sunrise. It's such a cool experience. And, you know, it's all about the family too. Like, my actual family, like you, your family, Mike, the Foresters, all of us, and then our bigger Run Disney family, our lizards, just all the encouraging and all the great memories and meetups we have during these race weekends, just that's what it's all about to me. And it's just I'm so glad I'm part of it. And I thank Run Disney so much for it.
I agree. I mean, it's made some of the best memories of my life, honestly. I mean, really, because, you know, there's so many of us, I think, that could say, you and I both included, like, I can't believe that I'm a marathoner. Because, you know, like I said, in high school, I could not do 2 miles in under 20 minutes. I probably couldn't have done 2 miles in under 30 because I just hated running that much. I couldn't run 2 miles. But it's one of those things. I think you learn the process, right? You learn, okay, I'm going to run a mile today, run a mile and a half tomorrow. Maybe stick with that for a couple weeks, then two, then three, then four. And eventually you get there. I mean, it was a long process for me. Don't get me wrong. But you can do more than you think you can, just with a plan. And I think Run Disney gives you that plan. But also, I will say, you know, we always say to have, if you're a true, you know, Walt Disney World fan or Disneyland fan or Cruise Line fan, you want to have, you know, all the experiences that you can have. So, for example, at World, I think that, you know, you want to be able to do almost everything that you can. Like, you know, if it's great to go as a day guest and do every attraction, eat at every restaurant. But I think it's also cool to do the tours, you know, do the Marceline to the Magic Kingdom and see, you know, how does the Magic Kingdom resemble the town in Missouri where Walt grew up, or Keys to the Kingdom, because you hear about the Utilidors, but you don't really understand them until you smell them and you see them and you're in them with people passing by, the vehicles, the trash. But a Run Disney race is kind of the same thing. You know, it gives you backstage access and it gives you that whole, you know, there's something cool about people dancing in the Epcot parking lot at 4 a.m. to a DJ and getting your picture taken with characters at 4 a.m. in a parking lot. And I will say one last thing is that, and I don't know if I appreciate this more than others, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. I love the announcers that have been on the stage to get us ready for the races over the past, you know, 10 years or so. And, you know, now you have Riley. He's one of the newest ones. He kind of grew on me.
I love Riley. Pelkey, Clarissa, yeah. Fitz, Rudy, like all. I want them like just living with me. Like I want them to be my alarm clock when I wake up. They just motivate the heck out of me.
Right, right. And the thing is, you know, they make, and I don't know how they do it. You know, I've always said I'd love to have this opportunity to be able to call a race with one of those. I wouldn't want to be like the lead person, but I like being on the microphone. It's kind of fun. I've DJed all this time throughout my life, and I think it would be fun to be that person who is up there sharing motivational tips and stories and just getting everybody fired up. Because I'll tell you what, when they're up there and there's 20,000 people in this race, like if you've never done a race, you turn around. When you look either in front of you or behind you, depending on what corral you're in, it's just a sea of humanity. Like you can't see the end of it. It's ridiculous. It's just excited, screaming people as far as as you can see. And even though that's the case, like when I hear Pelkey or somebody telling a story up there on the, you know, about getting there and like, we'll see you at the finish line. I truly feel like they're talking to me. Like they're there because they want to see me succeed this morning. And, you know, I think that's the best compliment I can give them. They're a huge part of the Run Disney experience.
Yep, absolutely. Got to give them credits. We didn't touch upon the volunteers that much. I know this is more about memories, but I got some great memories of volunteers too. You know, these races are impossible without the volunteers. And I think every single one of them, they're waking up earlier than us sometimes, like the announcers are. Like, you know, they have to prep, they have to get out there and like set up the water stations and all that. They're getting up at like 2 a.m. doing all this hard work. And like, I can't thank them enough. And that's why I'm considering doing a volunteering on one of these next race weekends, just to see the other side of it. Cause I thank them so much for everything they do.
Right. Right. And I'm always careful not to splash them when I take my water.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not the most graceful when I come swooping in for the water, but I'm very careful. Like I make sure I've learned a technique that, when I grab the water cup, I make sure that I'm actually, by the time I hit the cup, I'm pulling it in. So it's not like forcing it on them. That'd be the worst. But
my last marathon, as you know, I dressed as Mickey and I wore the gloves for 26 too.
I can't believe
I wore the gloves for 26 too. So I had to have the strategy. Like I had to hold my hand out and I asked them to place the water like in my palm and I would grab it with my other hand and then slowly like tip it back.
Something's wrong. I can't believe you did that.
My hands were so sweaty.
And it was so hot that day. Anyway, well, hey, we don't know what the announcement is because, again, as we're recording this, the announcement is tomorrow. I know by now it's been a couple of weeks, so we know what it is by the time this show publishes. But we're excited like everybody else. And whatever it is, we trust that it's going to be an exciting bit of news. But either way, if Run Disney went away today, I can still celebrate that we've had some of the best ever times running these races. And again, it wasn't always about crossing the finish line. Now, we've had great times at the finish line. Don't get me wrong. You know, going across the finish line with your best friend and, you know, that one day with my daughter, you know, and margaritas in hand and like, holy cow, we just did 48 miles.
Yeah. I've had daughter experiences too. Right, like my daughter's done several 10Ks and like it chokes you up.
Right.
As the girl dads.
It's, you know? It's crazy. But, I mean, it's really, really, it's that thing like you work together. I always say that the Run Disney medal is the ultimate souvenir because it's a souvenir you can only get at Walt Disney World, but also you had to put in some work to get it. You know, there was sweat equity rather than just money. So I like that. And also I love the Mickey ears that you get at Marathon Sunday. I'm kind of addicted to those because I like the Mickey ears, but those ones, you know, they're special. You got to earn them. Oh, I love those things. So anyway, I hope that we're back to Marathon Weekend because if we're not, it's going to be like,
set. I really hope we're registering in the next couple of days of the airing of this.
Oh my gosh. So just the thought of that's making me sweat. That's the most scary part of the whole deal is trying to get your slot. But anyway, we hope you enjoyed listening to some stories of Run Disney Weekends, not just about the running, but it was pretty much about the running today and all the hijinks that kind of surround it with our family. But, you know, hey, get out there and give it a shot when you get your next opportunity. It doesn't have to be the next race. But if you know if you're a Star Wars fan, hey, maybe sign up for something over Star Wars weekend. If you in it, who knows if there'll even be a Star Wars.
Might not
weekend.
Even be Star Wars.
Exactly. It's probably a different theme because I just said that. But you know, just whatever you have there, you know, Wine and Dine, if that's still available and you're gonna be down there that weekend, just sign up for it. That's how I got started. I just happened to see it. I was down there one January years and years ago, and all these people started showing up with like super strong calves and sneakers and short shorts. I was like, what's this all about? And they run a marathon here. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Of course, I was naive. I was like, "Yo, can I sign up?" No, you had to sign up like, you know, 6 months ago. You know, it's a good thing because it killed me at that point. So, yeah, but give it a shot. They're a lot of fun, and you get some cool, you know, swag. We didn't mention like the expo. I mean, all the fun. How much money do you think we've spent at the expo over the year? My wife's upstairs, so I gotta be quiet.
I'm afraid to know. A couple cruise fares worth. I don't know.
She knows. Look at my closet. I'm like, have you just so you know, a little insider on my, because we got to get out of here. But the thing is, my closet has like four major sections. Scott and I were talking about this the other day. And you know this if you've seen me on the video, because I have one of these four things on every single, and this is why I work from home. So, not why, but this is one of the benefits. I have a Mizzou section, a Cardinals section, a Disney General section, and then a Run Disney section, and I have some church shirts. That's basically it.
And you got one golf shirt for coming up on, well, something we have already played in the past. But
that is right. So anyway, we are going to get out of here. Hope to see you at the starting line. It'll be a lot of fun next time. All right, don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Love to help you plan your next Disney vacation, whether it's to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or even Adventures by Disney. We'll get you the best rate possible and awesome service. Again, themagicforless.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons. You guys are the lifeblood of the show. You're allowing us to put this out worldwide three times a week because we didn't do the, I know we're slacking, we didn't do the call-in shows, but I would do it from Walt Disney World, but I can't bring both computers. I can't bring the big one. That's the one that I run everything on. But we'll get back to those here starting next week. But thank you to our patrons. You get Mike in the Midwest every Thursday as well. Hope you're enjoying that. And if you'd like to get information on becoming a patron yourself, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. You can see all the fun from the trip because Scott is still down there. Check him out at Epscot and at Palm Trees of Disney. All my stuff is still on my Instagram account over at BeOurGuestMike. Also, BeOurGuestMike on Twitter. Subscribe to the show on Facebook and YouTube and check us out on Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central for you, me, and Scotty G. Not this week, but next. All right, we are going to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. Thank you so much for hanging with us. Sorry we recorded early, but we did not want to miss an episode. We always want to have something fresh in your feed. So for Scott, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Friday. Have an awesome weekend, but stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.